This is the Sakar Moli of 2nd of April 2026. Essence. Sweet children, this is the Father's wonderful shop where you can find all varieties of goods. You are the masters of this shop. Question. Why can no one copy this wonderful shopkeeper? Answer. Because he is the treasurer of all the treasures. He is the ocean of knowledge, happiness, peace, purity, everything. Anyone can find whatever they want. Those on the path of isolation cannot provide these things. No one else can call himself an ocean like the Father. Song. Having found you, we have found the whole world. The earth and sky all belong to us. Om Shanti. You children are now sitting in front of the Unlimited Father. He is called the Unlimited Father, and he can also be called the Unlimited Grandfather. You unlimited children are sitting here, and the Father is giving you this unlimited knowledge. You have let go of all limited things. You now have to claim your unlimited inheritance from the Father. This is the only shop. People don't know what they want. The shop of the Unlimited Father is very big. He is called the Ocean of Happiness, the Ocean of Purity, the Ocean of Bliss, the Ocean of Knowledge. Some shopkeepers have many varieties of things. This is the Unlimited Father. He too has all varieties of goods. What does he have? Baba is the ocean of knowledge, the ocean of happiness, the ocean of peace. He stocks all of these wonderful alaukik things. It is also remembered that he is the bestower of happiness. There is only this one shop. No one else has such a shop. What stock do Brahma, Vishnu and Shankar have? None at all. The Father has the most elevated stock. This is why he is praised. You are the Mother and you are the Father. Such praise cannot be sung of anyone else. Human beings wander around for peace. Some need medicine and others need something else. All of those shops are limited. Throughout the whole world, everyone has limited things. Only the one Father has unlimited things. This is why he is praised as the purifier, the liberator, the ocean of knowledge, the ocean of bliss. All these are varieties of his stock. If you make a list, there are many items. You children have a right to the things that the Father has. However, it doesn't enter anyone's intellect that since we are the children of such a Father, we should be the masters of the things that belong to that Father. The Father comes in Bharat. The Father definitely brings all the things that he has with him. You cannot go to get them from him. The Father says, I have to come here. I come every cycle at the confluence age. I come and give you all of these things. At no other time can you receive all the stock that I give you. Your treasure store becomes full for half a cycle. There is nothing unattained for which you would have to call out to him. According to the Dharma plan, all of you claim your inheritance, and you then all gradually come down the ladder. You definitely also have to take rebirth. You have to take 84 births. They speak of a cycle of 84 births, but they don't understand the meaning of that. Instead of 84 births, they speak of 8.4 million births. Maya makes them make mistakes You now understand these things, but you will later forget them all. At this time you receive all the stock, and you will then rule in the golden age. However, people don't know who gave them that kingdom, or when there was the kingdom of Lakshmi and Narayan. The happiness of heaven is remembered. He gives you all types of happiness. There cannot be any happiness greater than that. That happiness then also disappears. After half a cycle, Ravan comes and snatches away all your happiness. When someone gets angry, he is told that he has lost his senses. You were full of all virtues, 16 celestial degrees full, but those degrees too are now no more. No one receives as much praise as the Father. It is said, if you have money, then go and tour around. Just think how plentiful wealth there was in heaven. That no longer exists. All of that has now disappeared. They became corrupt in their religion and actions, and so their wealth also disappeared and they began to fall. The Father explains, you were given so much wealth, and you were made as valuable as diamonds. So where did you lose all of your wealth? Once again, the Father says, make effort and claim your inheritance. You know that Baba is giving you the sovereignty of heaven once again. He says, O children, remember me and the rust on you will be removed. Children say, Baba, I forget you. What is this? When a girl gets married, does she ever forget her husband? Do children ever forget their father? The Father is the bestower. If you children want to claim your inheritance, you definitely do have to remember him. The Father explains, sweetest, beloved, long lost and now found children, when you stay on the pilgrimage of remembrance, your sins are absolved. There is no other way. Whatever they have been doing on the path of devotion, such as going on pilgrimages and bathing in the Ganges, it has continued to bring them down the ladder. No one can ascend. That isn't the law. It is everyone's stage of descending. When they say that so-and-so went into liberation, that is a lie. No one can return home. Baba has come to make you 16 celestial degrees full. You used to sing, I am without virtue. You now understand that the Father is making you virtuous. We were virtuous and worthy of worship. We claimed our inheritance 5,000 years ago. The Father says, I departed after giving you your inheritance. People celebrate the birthday of Shiva and Rakshabandhan and Dashera, etc. But they don't understand anything. They forget everything. The Father has come to remind you once again. You used to exist there, but you then lost your fortune of the kingdom. The Father explains, this whole world has now reached a state of total decay. It is the same world. This same Bharat was new and it has now become old. There is constant happiness in heaven. Then when sorrow starts in the Copper Age, all the Vedas and scriptures, etc. are created. Only when you have completed devotion can God come. The day of Brahma and the night of Brahma have to be half and half. This knowledge is the day and devotion is the night. They have given an incorrect duration for the cycle. Therefore, first of all, sit and tell everyone the Father's praise. The Father is the ocean of knowledge and the ocean of peace. Sri Krishna cannot be called the incorporeal, the purifier, the ocean of happiness, no. His praise is separate. It is the difference of day and night. Shiva is called Baba. It doesn't seem right to say Sri Krishna Baba. That would be such a big mistake. While making small mistakes, you have forgotten him 100%. The Father says you could never make this bargain with sannyasis. They belong to the path of isolation, whereas you belong to the family path. When it was a viceless world, you were completely viceless. This is a vicious world. They ask, were children not born in the golden age? There must have been vice there too. Oh, but that is a completely viceless world. How can those who are completely viceless be vicious? Then they ask, how is it possible that there aren't as many human beings in the golden age? However, there cannot be as many human beings there. There will not be any other lands there, only Bharat. They say that they can't believe this, because the world is always full. They don't understand anything. The Father explains that Bharat was a golden age. They have now become iron-aged and have stone intellects. You children now understand this drama. Gandhiji, etc., wanted the kingdom of Rama to come. However, they have portrayed the play ending after the Mahabharat war. That's it, the play is finished. What happened afterwards? They have not shown anything. The Father sits here and explains all of these things. This is completely easy. People celebrate the birthday of Shiva. Therefore, Shiv Baba definitely comes. He is Heavenly God the Father, and so he would definitely come to open the gates to heaven. He would only come when it is hell. He opens the gates to heaven and shuts the gates to hell. If the gates to heaven were open, everyone would definitely go to heaven. These things are not at all difficult to understand. The praise is of just the one Father. Shiv Baba has just the one shop. He is the unlimited Father. Bharat receives the happiness of heaven from the unlimited Father. The unlimited Father establishes heaven. There truly was unlimited happiness. So why are we sitting in hell? No one understands this. The Father explains, you existed there and you then fell. Deities have to take 84 births. They have now become impure. They then have to become pure. There is the birthday of the Father, and so there is also the birthday of Ravan. No one understands this. Ask anyone when they started to burn Ravan, and they would reply that it has continued eternally. Only the Father explains all of these secrets. There is praise of just the one shop of the Father. Human beings cannot receive happiness, peace or purity from human beings. It wasn't just one who received peace. They lie when they say that they received peace from so-and-so. Only in the land of peace can you find peace. Here, when one person finds peace, someone else comes along and creates peacelessness, so that they wouldn't be able to keep that peace. Only Shiv Baba is the shopkeeper of happiness, peace and purity. Anyone can come and do business with him. He is called the businessman. He stocks purity, happiness, peace, prosperity, everything. Nothing is unattained. You attain the kingdom of heaven. The Father has come to give it to those who have to take it from him. However, while taking, they get tired. I come to give this to you, and you get slack when it comes to taking it. Children say, Baba, storms of Maya come. Yes, the status you have to claim is very high. You too become the masters of heaven. Is this a small thing? Therefore you have to make effort. Continue to follow Srimat. You have to give others the various things that you receive from him. You have to make a donation. If you want to become pure, you definitely have to give the donation of 5 vices. Make effort to remember the Father. Only then will the rust be removed. The main thing is remembrance. You promise Baba, Baba, I will never indulge in vice. I will never become angry with anyone. However, you definitely do have to stay in remembrance. How else would all of your sins be absolved? Otherwise, this knowledge is very easy. You can explain to anyone how you have been around the cycle of 84 births. It is the pilgrimage of remembrance that requires effort. The ancient yoga of Bharat is very well known. What knowledge does he give? Manmanabhav means, constantly remember me alone, and your sins will be absolved. You used to sing, when you come, I will break away from everyone else and connect myself to you alone. I will surrender myself to you. I will not remember anyone but you. You promised this, so why do you forget it? It is said, let your hands do the work and your heart be with the beloved. You are karma yogis. While doing your business, etc., your intellects have to be connected in yoga to the Father. The beloved Father himself says, you lovers have been remembering me for half a cycle. I have now come. Therefore remember me. It is this remembrance that you repeatedly forget, and it is this remembrance that takes effort. If you were to reach your karmateet stage, your bodies could not remain. When the kingdom is established, you will reach your karmateet stage. As yet, everyone is an effort maker. Mama and Baba stay in remembrance the most. They are also visible in the subtle region. The Father explains, the one I enter is in the last of his many births. He too is making effort. None of you can reach your karmateet stage now. If any of you were to reach your karmateet stage, you would no longer remain in your body. Baba explains to you very clearly, it now depends on the intellects of those who have to understand. There is only one heavenly God, the Father. Only he stocks all of this knowledge. Only he is the magician. You cannot receive the inheritance of peace, purity and happiness from anyone else. The Father explains very clearly. You children imbibe it and inspire others to do the same. You receive an inheritance to the same extent that you imbibe this knowledge. Day by day, you receive very nourishing things. Look how sweet Lakshmi and Narayan are. You too should become as sweet as they are. Acha. To you sweetest, beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Bapdada. The spiritual father says namaste to you spiritual children. Do they speak like this in any other spiritual gathering? This is our completely new language. Therefore, this is called spiritual knowledge. Acha. Essence for Dharana. 1. Give everyone a stock of happiness, peace and purity that you receive from the Father. First donate the vices and become pure, and then donate the imperishable jewels of this knowledge. 2. Become as sweet as the deities. Constantly remember the promise that you made to Bhaktada, and also have your sins absolved by staying in remembrance of the Father. Blessing. May you become aware of being an instrument and thereby pay attention to your every thought and become an embodiment of solutions. Everyone's vision is on you instrument souls, and so you instruments have to pay special attention to your every thought. If you instruments make an excuse about anything, those who follow you will also then make many excuses. If you instruments lack anything, that cannot be hidden. Therefore, pay special attention to your thoughts, words and actions, and become an embodiment of solutions. Slogan. Knowledgeable souls do not have any ego about their virtues or specialities. Aviat signal. Imbibe the virtues of sweetness and humility to become great. You will imbibe the virtue of sweetness in your life when you don't see anything of the past about yourself or others, and you make your sanskars easy. The virtue of easy-natured souls is sweetness. Sweetness is visible in their eyes, their words, and their behavior. With the two virtues of sweetness and humility, you can become a constant world benefactor, a great donor, and a bestower of blessings, and easily give the proof of your love. Om Shanti.